Greetings, readers. Welcome to the second episode of the July 2024 edition of Library News. Summer is the perfect season to lose yourself in books, whether you're lounging by the pool or exploring new worlds from your backyard. For this month's D-List, Spotlight's Journeys in July. Girls of July by Alex Finn. DB95793. Four girls, Britta, Meredith, Kate, and Spider, only two of whom had met before, spend an unforgivable July with Spider's aunt in the Adirondacks, told in separate voices. Zenobia July by Lisa Bunker. DB95288. Zenobia July, an excellent coder and hacker, investigates a mystery by using her tech skills while wrestling with the challenges of a new school, a new family, and presenting her true gender for the first time. Fourth of July Creek by Smith Henderson. DB79315. Social worker Pete Snow is called in on a case of 11-year-old Benjamin Pearl, who was caught hanging around a school. Pete soon finds that Benjamin's father, Jeremiah, is unstable and, as Pete unravels the family history, a standoff brews.
July and August by Nancy Clark, DB67768. Lily's relatives arrive to spend another summer at her town, Massachusetts home. They are buzzing about Julie's mysterious fiancé, who is supposed to return from Siberia for their end-of-the-summer wedding. Julie's mother even plans to come from Libya. Fourth of July by James Patterson, DB60328. San Francisco Police Lieutenant Lindsay Boxer retreats to her sister's house in Half Moon Bay while fighting a charge of police brutality. But a killer is loose, and Lindsay enlists the help of the Women's Murder Club to catch him. Cold Day in July by Stella Cameron, DB57468. Mark Gerard fears that a recently discovered body may be his estranged sister. Returning to his sleepy Louisiana hometown, he persuades a former girlfriend, Dr. Reb O'Brien, to help him investigate. They form a dangerous team, convinced the death was not accidental. July, July by Tim O'Brien, DB55350. Over the course of a July weekend in 2000, while the Darton Hall College class of 1969 celebrates its unofficial 30th reunion, 10 old friends drink, dance, flirt, and remember poignant episodes from their past.
Born on the 4th of July by Ron Kovich, DB10420. Paralyzed from the waist down as a result of wounds suffered in Vietnam, Kovich, who was born on the 4th of July and wanted to be a Marine hero, records his wartime experiences with power and honesty. Driftless July Montgomery by David Rhodes, DB68424. July Montgomery settles into the small farming community of Words, Wisconsin. July's neighbors include Olivia, who uses a wheelchair and loses her savings at a casino, and Graham and his wife Cora, who confront the milk cooperative. July Jitters by Ron Roy, DB80132. Bradley, Brian, Nate, and Lucy enter Polly the Pony and Pal the Dog in the July 4th pet costume contest. But when Independence Day arrives, the animals are nowhere to be found. Will the kids be able to find them in time?
July's magazine of the month is Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine, world's leading mystery magazine. The magazine features mystery stories by established authors in the field and by new, previously unpublished writers. Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine is available on cartridge and through download on Bard. Published bi-monthly.
This month's tech tip is using the bookshelf mode on the digital talking book machine. When you first insert the cartridge into the machine, it will announce how many books are on the cartridges. The library news and other announcements are considered books, even though they're not. If you want to know what books are on the cartridge, simply press and hold the big square green button, Play Stop, until it beeps and says Bookshelf. Once it says Bookshelf, release it. You will then press the arrow button that's to the right of the Play Stop button. Press it firmly, but quick. If you hold it down too long, it will take you all the way to the end of the cartridge. Each press of the right arrow will take you to the next book. The machine will say Book 2 and then the title. You can go through the titles and then use the arrow on the left side of the Play Stop button to go back the other direction. With the bookshelf mode, you can listen to books in any order or skip the ones you don't care to read. Once you settle on a title you want to listen to, press the Play Stop button to select and listen to that title. If you have any questions or just don't quite get it, we encourage you to call us here at the library at 515-281-1323 and we can walk you through it over the phone.
Hi, this is Sarah Williford, Library Director, giving my staff picks for the month. I love a good mystery and read all types, from police procedurals, classics, suspense, to cozies. This year, I've been gravitating towards cozy mysteries. There's just something about an amateur sleuth in a picturesque setting with a good murder mystery that I always go back to. Here are two of my picks that I have read so far this summer. The first one is The Swifts, A Dictionary of Scoundrels by Beth Lincoln. We have it in large print, JLT, with LIN as the call number, and then DB112312. This book is geared for readers who are in 3rd through 5th grade, and I loved it. Older readers will appreciate the amazing cast of characters, fast-paced story, and a tricky mystery. Here's the book's summary. On the day they are born, every Swift child is brought before the sacred family dictionary. They are given a name and a definition. A definition, it is assumed, they will grow up to match. So meet Shenanigan Swift, little sister, risk-taker, mischief-maker. Shenanigan is getting ready for the big Swift family reunion and plotting her next great scheme, hunting for Grand Uncle Vile's long-lost treasure. She's excited to finally meet her arriving relatives until one of them gives Arch-Aunt Schadenfreude a deadly shove down the stairs. So what if everyone thinks she'll never be more than a troublemaker just because of her name? Shenanigan knows she can become whatever she wants, even a detective, and she's determined to follow the twisty clues and catch the killer. And my next pick is a little bit different. It is called Murder, She Barked by Krista Davis. The series is Paws and Claws Mystery Number 1, and we have it available on Bridges. So like I said, I love a cast of quirky characters set in a town that I would love to visit, even if it is only on the pages, with a good murder mystery in the middle. The Paws and Claws mystery series is a fun one for those who love animals, specifically dogs. The town of Wagtail Mountain has been turned into a tourist destination for pets and their owners, putting pets first, of course. Holly Miller's life has gone to the dogs. She has no job, her boyfriend's former flame is sniffing around, and a scruffy but lovable Jack Russell Terrier is scattering crumbs all over her borrowed car. Just when she thought things couldn't get worse, a troubling phone call about her grandmother sends her rushing home to the family inn on Wagtail Mountain. But someone in this friendly town is bad to the bone. One of the employees at the inn has been killed in a hit-and-run accident, which is looking anything but accidental. Now Holly and her furry companions will have to nose out the murderer before someone else gets muzzled.
On Thursday, July 18th, the Thursday Book Club will meet to discuss Mad Honey by Jodi Picoult. DB110596. Olivia McAfee knows what it feels like to start over. Her picture-perfect life, living in Boston, married to a brilliant cardiothoracic surgeon, raising their beautiful son, Asher, was upended when her husband revealed a darker side. She never imagined that she would end up back in her sleepy New Hampshire hometown, living in a house she grew up in, and taking over her father's bookkeeping business. Lily Campanello is familiar with do-overs, too. when she and her mom relocate to Adams, New Hampshire, for her final year of high school, they both hope it will be a fresh start. And for just a short while, these new beginnings are exactly what Olivia and Lily need. Their paths cross over when Asher falls for the new girl in school, and Lily can't help but fall for him too. With Ash, she feels happy for the first time. Yet at times, she wonders if she can truly trust him completely. Then one day, Olivia receives a phone call. Lily is dead, and Asher is being questioned by the police. Olivia is adamant that her son is innocent. But she would be lying if she didn't acknowledge the flashes of his father's temper in Ash. And as the case against him unfolds, she realizes he's hidden more than he's shared with her. Mad Honey is a riveting novel of suspense, an unforgettable love story, and a moving and powerful exploration of the secrets we keep and the risks we take in order to become ourselves. Please contact Angie Houck at 515-452-1330 or angela.houck@blind.state.ia.us for more information or for the login information.
On Friday, July 26th, the library will participate in STEAM on the Ridge in the Oak Ridge neighborhood in Des Moines. This event will provide students in grades K through 8 with different STEAM-related activities. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. The library will provide a hands-on Braille activity for the students. We are excited to be a part of this event. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!